You're listening to the Uncool Designer podcast. I'm your host, Anna Dower. I'm a graphic designer, mentor, e-course boss, and cake lover. I am determined to help designers work smarter and not harder in their design businesses. Hello and welcome to The Uncool Designer. I am Anna Dower. Today I'm going to be talking about how a Facebook group can help your design business grow. I know it feels like there are so many things that we could and should be doing in our business in order to get them seen and heard. But today I'm going to be talking about how hosting your own personal Facebook group for your business can help your biz grow. This isn't a must-have. It is a nice-to-have, I feel, in business. If you loathe Facebook and don't even use it for your business or personal, then this is not for you. However, if you don't mind a bit of Facebooking, this could be a really valuable tool in your design business. I feel like Facebook groups bring together individuals who share a common interest, and that common interest will be what you're offering. Perhaps all of your ideal clients have online businesses. Perhaps they're all female. Perhaps they're all in the health and wellness industry. Whatever the commonality is amongst your ideal clients, that's going to be the shared common interest that they have in your Facebook group. I also feel like Facebook groups are a bit like herding sheep. It's a weird analogy, but that's how I see it. It allows you to herd together all of the people you would consider an ideal client and would want to work with. And it allows you to put them all together in one little group so you can talk directly to your people without all of the outside noise. Herding sheep is really helpful. So with a Facebook group, you can have real conversations with your audience and gain important customer insight. And this has been really, really valuable for me over the years. I have a free Facebook group called Designer Boss Ladies. It has nearly 4,000 female graphic designers from around the world. It's really valuable. It's got great community, really helpful. And just by watching the conversations that designers are having in my Facebook group, it's been so valuable to me as a mentor for designers because I see what they're all whinging about, what they're all struggling with in their design businesses. And then it allows me to create solutions for problems they have. And those solutions are, of course, my services and products. And you can do the same thing. If you herd your ideal clients into a group and they start talking and it gets some great traction, you can basically eavesdrop on their conversations and see what they're struggling with. So perhaps they're all start complaining about consistent social media, and then it gives you the insight to create a solution for that problem. So you might create a workshop or a series of templates as a solution. It gives you great opportunity to spy on your ideal clients. Plus, you've heard me talk about it before, and I'm going to talk about it again. It's really important to warm up your potential clients, and a Facebook group is a great way to do that. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to talk about who we should invite into your Facebook group, how we're going to get them in the group, and what kind of content we're going to deliver to them. Now, let's start with the who. You should only aim to invite anyone who is a potential dream client into your Facebook group. It's really important to pick and choose who you let in. And you can do that with the preliminary questions before they get approved to enter your group. I ask 4 questions when people apply to be in my free Facebook group. And those questions are, what is your profession? So if a person doesn't answer graphic or web designer, they don't get in. I do not want to dilute my Facebook group with people who are not my ideal client. That is the total opposite reason to why you're herding the sheep into your group. So only allow people who tick the boxes as to who your ideal client is. So if you only work with florists, ask them, what is your profession? If they don't say florist, don't let them in. Now, these preliminary questions are a great opportunity to get your brand values and voice across as well. I used to ask people what their favorite cake was, just for a bit of fun. I talk about cake a lot in my branding, and it gives you insight into people's personality and humor. These days, I've gotten a bit more serious. I ask people, do you believe that Black Lives Matter, love is love, and the future is equitable? If not, you should probably stop here. Because I have experienced hate, which is horrible, in my groups before, where people have made racist, sexist, homophobic comments. And I refuse to allow that. And that's part of my core values as a person and as a businesswoman. So now I ask that question. I also ask people for their email address and let them know that I'm going to add them to my mailing list. This way, you can then add it to your email list. So you're not only herding them into your Facebook group, you're also adding them to your mailing list, which gives you another opportunity to warm them up there. And the final question is, do you agree to the group rules, which is pretty basic, yes or no. And if they don't answer those questions accordingly, they do not get in my group. We get loads of people apply to be in the group each day, and I would say we only let 50% in, because it's really, really important to be particular about who you let into your Facebook group. So, what is your Facebook group going to be about? Like I mentioned before, it needs to have a commonality, a shared theme, be it online business, marketing, health and wellness, whatever it is, whatever your ideal client is interested in. So the Facebook group will allow you to share ideas, thoughtful content, ask questions, comment, and have that direct conversation with your ideal client. It's really important for your Facebook group members to feel like they're gaining valuable knowledge from being part of the group. And now my tip for this is to use content you already have. Now, I'm sure that you have loads of social media posts, lots of blog posts, business tips that you can recycle as content for your Facebook group. So, how do you get people into your Facebook group? Well, the most important thing to do is to talk about it. I know it seems like a no-brainer. Include a link to join your Facebook group at the bottom of your newsletters, blog posts, and even in your email signature. You can also link your Facebook group to your existing Facebook page. Another way to take it one step further is to add it to the footer of your website, or add the link to all of the thank you pages on your website. Just put it everywhere and anywhere. Now, back to the content that you're going to provide to your Facebook group. I know this can feel like an energy suck, like, oh my God, what am I going to talk about? It's going to be such a pain. But like I said, if Facebook is not your jam, perhaps the Facebook group isn't for you. When you're starting out your Facebook group, it is a good idea to have themed days. It just makes life easier, and that way you can schedule stuff and not worry about it. Michelle Winterstein from MKW Creative is really great at doing these themed days. I will add a link to her Facebook group in the notes. But on Monday, she's got hire and get hired. So people can actually say, hey, hire me to do this. On Tuesdays, it's design critiques and feedback. Wednesday, workshops and guest lives. Thursday, business questions and entrepreneurship advice. Friday, social media audits and advice. So it can be really simple, like Monday motivation or Tuesday's business tip day. Wednesday's share a photo of your office. And I think it's important to weave the personal stuff in there too. I mean, there's like three topics that people will always join a conversation about, and that's Netflix, chocolate, coffee. So it's a great way to get people talking, to talk about personal stuff as well. Don't just keep it all business, blah, blah. Like I mentioned before, hosting your own Facebook group allows you to warm up your ideal client in order for them to end up buying from you. You cannot sell to a cold audience. So by having your ideal client herded into that Facebook group, it allows you to have a conversation with them. It allows you to offer solutions to their problems. And it allows you to warm them up. Gary Vee, I love this quote from him, and it really sums it up, I think. He says, you have to earn the right to ask people for a sale. In fact, you have to earn the right to ask people for anything. That's just life. You can't have the expectation that they will convert. I've done 185 episodes of a show answering questions people ask me on Twitter. I write articles. I answer questions on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. I do all of this for free to earn the right to ask people for a sale. That is everything. And, you know, you may not want to do a Facebook group, but if it's not a Facebook group you're doing, what else are you doing to warm up your clients in order to ask them for a sale? For me, I do podcasts. Hello. I offer a lot of free resources on my website for graphic designers. I have a free Facebook group. I do lots of warming up. So once you start getting people into your Facebook group, I think it should be only one in every 10 posts should be about sales, because you need to warm up and earn the right to ask for a sale. Now, I know it all sounds good in theory, but it is scary. Everyone's Facebook group starts with just one member. Mine did too, and it was probably my husband. But now I'm at 4,000 female graphic designers from around the world. It's all about consistency and persistence. Your own business Facebook group can be a pot of gold for you. You just need to keep going and get past that awkward stage of growth. Now, I know a couple of fears are probably coming up. The first fear is, I have nothing to say. Well, it isn't about you, it's about them. Think about all the problems your ideal client has and think about how you can offer the solutions to serve them. And like I said, use content you already have. Another fear you may have is you don't have time. Well, one way or another, you need to warm up potential new clients. And if you enjoy Facebook, this is a great option for you. You can schedule posts in advance if you need. You need to be really consistent at the beginning. I was really consistent at the beginning, but now I've gotten a bit lazier because my group has gotten to the size and stage where they can talk amongst themselves mostly. But at the beginning, you need to be consistent. Now, in the show notes, I'm going to list a bunch of Facebook groups you need to check out. They're doing a really great job of interacting and having a conversation in their groups. So, like I said, Facebook groups are amazing for warming up your ideal client. It will create trust, respect, confidence, and that always leads to sales. I hope that's been helpful. If you've loved today's episode, these are the kinds of topics I talk about in my paid membership for graphic designers. It's called the DBL Squad, the Designer Boss Lady Squad, and each month I do a masterclass for my membership. We also do weekly co-working with me, so you don't have to work alone in your lonely office. We do focus bundles each month where we tackle a topic that perhaps you've been putting off in your design business. If you want to join the DBL squad, head to my website. The doors are currently open. They only open 2 times a year, and I would love to see you then. Thanks for listening to the Uncool Designer podcast. Head to my website, annadower.com, to download free resources for graphic designer boss ladies.